Hello, my name's Gail Blanke, and I write a blog called The Monday Morning Motivator, and I send it to all my friends and colleagues every single Monday to help make sure they have a really, really good week. This one's called One Chip at a Time. Well, this is definitely where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? This is the moment, the dawn of a brand new, fresh, clean, never before touched, wide open year. No die has been cast, no promises have been made or broken, and absolutely anything is possible. And it's all yours for the taking, for the creating. So if it were really, really good, what would that look like? I'm not talking about a year that's not all that bad, or one that's at least better than last year. Now, I mean one that goes down in your personal and professional history book as one of the all-time greats. So how do we make that happen? You may have heard this story about Michelangelo. Soon after he'd finished sculpting the statue of David, word went out throughout Europe and beyond that this was his greatest, greatest work. As the story goes, a rich patron of the arts who lived perhaps 100 miles away heard these raves and he thought to himself, "I'm sure it's spectacular, but good heavens, can it actually be that good?" So he sent a note to Michelangelo saying, "Might I come to your studio and see this David of yours?" Michelangelo wrote back and said, "By all means come. I'd be delighted to present David to you." When the man arrived at the studio, Michelangelo said, pointing to the statue, "There's David there." His visitor was so overcome by the beauty and the perfection of David that he was actually speechless. And when he finally recovered himself, he said to Michelangelo, "I don't understand. How did you know to sculpt David?" And Michelangelo said these famous words, "Oh, David was always there in the marble. I just took away everything that was not David." This is the moment to chisel our way out of that marble, or life plaque, as I call it, that we've packed around ourselves during the last year. This is the time to take away anything and everything that does not reflect who we are now, what we're capable of now, what we're passionate about now, to actually reveal ourselves to ourselves and to others. And that means we need to let go of all the stuff, physical or emotional, that would drag us down, hold us back, curb our enthusiasm, or sap our energy. Not surprisingly, this is the moment when I invite everyone I know to, you guessed it, throw out 50 Things, which is the name of my last book. And believe me, you'll feel like $1 million when you do. Oh, by the way, magazines and catalogs only count as one thing, okay? So you can throw out, you know, a couple hundred of them and it only counts as one. But go ahead and do it because it's going to make you feel terrific. So here are just a few suggestions to help you make it to that magic 50. In addition to the junk in the kitchen drawer, you know that drawer, and in addition to the old meds in your medicine cabinet, those old meds that are for old diseases that you don't even have anymore, that's bad karma, okay? Get rid of that stuff. And, you know, those mismatched socks, you know, the repair when you put them into the dryer and when you go to take them out, there's only one. Who knows what happens to the other one? Anyway, throw that single sock away, okay? And what about the single glove? It's leather, I know. It's leather, but it's been floating around in that closet of yours for, what, 2 years or so? Throw it out. How about, this is a good one, deleting the fear that you're not good enough. You are. You're smart enough. Hey, you're plenty smart, okay? Or rich enough. Oh, come on. Or good-looking enough. Believe me, you are. How about letting go of thinking everyone has to buy your act? You remember that wonderful branding mantra, if enough people love you, the ones who don't matter. And how about letting go of being right about how wrong everything is? Hey, you can have chiseled on your tombstone, I was right. But then what? How about dumping the belief that your best days are behind you? Because the fact is, your greatest work is ahead of you. Oh, and how about letting go of waiting for the sign to tell you when to lay it out there? Because here's another fact. If you've been waiting for the sign, this is it. Okay, you got your chisel? All it takes is one chip at a time to create a masterpiece. Do it.